Well, hey there, friends. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs in all industries to learn tactical tips on how to grow businesses to support a life you love. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. I hope you're having the most amazing day. Right now, the time of this recording, it is Friday evening. It is June, mid-June, and I'm sitting in my walk-in closet trying to sneak away and find a quiet place in the house to record this podcast episode. I have a newborn baby. She's about a month old now, and I just put her in her little glider in the living room. So I'm going to hop on here, record a quick podcast episode, and hopefully help you out, my friend. Okay, this episode is about how to be proactive when your books are slow. So I teach an online course. It's called Glam Heroes Academy. It's a 9-week group implementation program. After my students go through the program, I invite them to a monthly membership for continued learning and all types of good stuff. So I'm hearing often, either it seems to go one way or the other. Either my students are completely book solid, they're trying to get people off of their books, they're trying to get services off their books, they're trying to raise their prices, or it's the other way. They're slower and they're trying to build their books for whatever reason. So I thought that I would touch on the latter, quote unquote, issue. So how to be proactive when your books are slow with these 5 simple tips. I've been doing them in my own business for years. I've had my own company 12 years now. And I think that they really work, and I feel like they give you some hope, some inspiration, and some really great things to do with your time when you're slow instead of sitting there worrying about it. And these things can actually help get more clients in your chair, and they help you market your business. So I'm going to go over them, and there are 5 tips. So number 1, reach out to 5 clients to get testimonials of your work. So you can have them just go on Yelp and leave something review on there. But what I prefer, what I teach inside the academy, is ask them if you can send them a survey. So I do this on Mondays. I'll look at my books from the week before and reach out to just a few clients and say, hey, how's your hair? How was your appointment? How was your wedding? That kind of thing. And then when they say they're happy with it, or they're so happy, I ask if I can send them a survey. And I have a bunch of questions. There's about 8 of them that I send, and there's specific questions that I ask them to answer. So you can actually just ask them to do a testimonial for you, or you can send them a survey. So that would be number 1. And if you're ever feeling blah or kind of bummed out about just your business, or if you're slow and your books aren't filled up, getting some great testimonials feels so amazing. Then you want to ask your clients if you can use that information to market and showcase your expertise, whether it's on your website or on your social media pages or whatnot. So that's number 1. Reach out to those clients and get some testimonials, get some feedback of your work. Number 2, create a hair tutorial, at least 1, on your frequently asked questions. So a few of the frequently asked questions that I get from my clients are, how do I get fullness in the crown area of my hair? How do I tease my hair? How do I do beachy waves? What do I do with my hair on day 2? When I don't have enough time to restyle it all. So I'll just start creating videos either on myself, on a friend, on a client, of what to do with their hair, how to help out these clients, of frequently asked questions. Don't try to make it up on your own and think of what you want to create. Go and create some videos that will help people out. So the next time your client says, how do I do beachy waves in my hair? If you have time, you can show her. If you have an appointment set up like a hair styling lesson, you can set them up for your client. Or you can just say, hey, I created a video on it. Can I share the link with you when they leave your chair? So that's the second thing I want you to do. Number 3, you're going to revamp, or you're going to create your website. Take a look at your website. What does it need? What needs to be revamped? What needs to be taken out? What pictures need to be updated? Or do you not have a website yet? Create one, my friends. I have an entire module inside my academy about how your website should be set up. Not the tech part, but the parts when your ideal client goes to your website, they say, yes, I want to book an appointment with that person. So I just want you to think about that. So that's number 3. Number 4, find accounts on Instagram, for example. They give you creative inspo, and take some notes and mimic some of that inspiration. So go look specifically on Instagram If you prefer a different platform, that's fine too, TikTok or Facebook or whatnot. And go find other hairstylist accounts. Like, what are they doing? What's inspiring? What are they showing behind the scenes of? What are they showcasing their work? How are they doing it? Is it with a reels? Is it a video? How are they showing what they do on their day off that circles back to their business? So take some notes, get inspired, and then go create that on your own account, my friend. Okay, number five. Do a collab with, let's say, a makeup artist or a photographer and showcase each other's work. This way, you're showing up on their account, they're showing up on your account, you tag them, they tag you, and how fun is that? Reach out to somebody in the industry that actually isn't competition, someone you could actually potentially work with. So set it up, have them come over to your salon, do the makeup, you do the hair, take a bunch of fun pics, ask the model with maybe one of your friends or a family member or a client or one of their clients to bring a couple different outfits, create some reels, create some behind the scenes, that kind of thing. Get in the habit of doing that like at least once a month, especially if your books are slow. It is so much fun to create and collab with another artist, especially someone who is not your competition and that could potentially you guys could refer each other business. So those are the five things I want you to do, how I want you to be proactive when your books are slow. So tell me, which one are you going to try? Number one, reach out to clients and get testimonials. Two, create a hair tutorial. Three, you're going to touch up your website or go ahead and create it. Four, find some accounts that inspire you. Five, do a collab. Which one are you going to do? Head over to my Instagram account, go to Glam Hairs. I'll leave my handle in the show notes here. And let me know which one you're going to try out, which one helped you out the most, which one sparked some creativity in your brain. Thank you so much for listening, my friend. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Bye. Mwah.